Well, hi, it's Mac, and it's Monday, the 21st of May, and I want to do a little bit here on the app, audio recording app, Fire 2, that's F-I-R-E, the number 2, field recorder. I downloaded this a long while ago and completely forgot I had done so, and I've started to use it now, and it really is a really good app. I mean, I'm not using it to anywhere near its extent. It is actually capable of being used by professionals. So I just want to kind of run through some of the stuff that you get on it. I mean, it has an editing suite. Then you have the sections for sharing, which is quite diverse. You can share to iTunes, SoundCloud, Dropbox, and even to a web address. It's also powered by iZotope, which gives it so many features for your recording, and I'll read some of those out just now. Dictation, interview, lecture, office mode, live concert outdoors, male voice enhancer, female voice enhancer, outside noise reducer, hiss reducer, rumble reducer, bass boost, soft clip limiter, hard clip limiter, noise gate, mild compression. And it's just an absolutely great selection of stuff. I just currently use the compression with the male voice enhancer, and it seems to work really good. I'm really, really pleased I refound this app after paying for it. It wasn't dear. I can't remember how much it was actually, but it was very little for what this app is capable of doing. The editing suite is, I mean, I'm still trying to get a grips with this. I mean, you can cut, copy, paste, of course, delete, crop, Bezier fades, change gain, normalize, remove DC offset, play loop back. Oh, what else? There's an equalizer and dynamics. I won't go through all these various filters, high pass, low pass, low pass. And I don't know, what else can I say about it? It's just a recommendation. I've been experimenting and playing about with audio. Still so much to do. And still have not got my microphones. I contacted the two companies that were supposed to be selling the new Mikey Digital from Blue. And it was supposed to be stopped by the beginning of this month. And it's still not in stock, so I have to phone back at the beginning of next month, and I was hoping to have all this in place before I go on my holidays in the middle of next month. So I'm now looking at something else in the meantime. But anyway, that's a diversion from what I'm actually here to talk about just now. The Fire 2 app, to see it in operation also, is really good, and it has so many features in it. You can safe lock your recordings. You can there's a slide lock for recording, so you don't accidentally record over. You can I haven't really got really into the depths of this, but I have to say that it is to me, who's basically an amateur at this, it really looks like a professionally thought out app. And I would give it for what my limitations are, I'd give it the highest praise, which I'm certainly doing through this boo, of course. And there's so many apps out there, and I've tried other ones, WavePad, and I can't remember the other couple that I have. I have Recorder Pro, I have so many. But I never got to grip with those. I didn't think they'd done the job they were supposed to do. And I have to say that since I first opened Fire 2, I haven't had a problem with it. Okay, there's things you have to find out and get to grips with. But straight off, an initial recording, just have a quick look at your settings and you're off. And then you can set those as default as well, which is great, because if you're doing things like just audio podcasts like these for Audioboo, you can just set the default settings and it will record everyone you do. And then, of course, if you're going to add some music, or if you are a musician, and you're going to record something different, then you can go in and set that as defaults. So it's really a good app. Okay, it's a bit of a promo for Fire 2. I don't often do this kind of thing, but I'm going to do it, or I am doing it for this, because it is such a great app. And if you're looking for something, have a little look at it, and you can go on the web, of course, as usual. We all hit the web, don't we? And have a look at the reviews. There's YouTube videos, but even it comes from Audio File Engineering. And if you search for that under the subtitle of Fire 2, F-I-R-E-2, field recorder, then it will get you everything you really need to look at. And even their website is really good. A very well thought out website to promote this particular app that they have. They do much more than just this app. They seem to have a plethora of excellent apps out there, but this is only for Fire 2. So I'll leave it at that. And I'm going to continue using this as much as I can and to play about with it. One problem that I have come across, I have to mention this, I mentioned it in a little text comment on a boo I sent up about the car boot, that I sent the file, which was just under 20 minutes, to iTunes. And you can send this using Wi-Fi or connect directly through the USB to the Mac. But I sent it to under the AIFF file, which is the sort of a native format that Fire 2 records under. And it was 107 megabytes for just under 20 minutes, and Audio Boo would not accept it. So I went into the export settings, or the sharing settings, and even AAC and the WAV files were going to be over 100 megabytes. So AudioBoo was not going to accept them. So I then had the option of creating a podcast version. And that's exactly what it does. It takes your original file, your AIFF file, and converts it to whatever you want. Now, it takes just a little while to convert. That was a 20-minute file, so it was quite fairly large. And it took a few minutes to convert that to podcast, which ended up about 18.6 megabytes, if I remember correctly, on a podcast format, which is basically Apple's MPEG-4, I believe. And, of course, that file size went up, absolutely no problem. So it's just one of those things. It just shows you that the amount of information that Fire 2 is sucking up, is collecting from any audio, as opposed to a straightforward, for example, WavePad or standard field recorder. So it's an excellent app. And that's one drawback, I suppose, for limitations in Audio Boo. I will be contacting Audio Boo and trying to find it. And I have a 30-minute limit. But I wasn't sure there was such a thing as a file size limit on it, because, well, I didn't know, to be honest with you. I just assumed that it was just on time-based. I didn't realise it was in file, because it's purely audio. And if you want to get the best audio up there and you use an app like Fire 2, and Audio Boo won't accept it because the file size is too big, even though you're 10 minutes short of the time limit. So I will actually contact Audio Boo and ask him what the file size limit is and if that can be extended so that I can get the maximum quality up there if possible. Okay, a promo on Fire 2, and I'm going to play with it more now and use it more and more for recording. And it's the app I intend to use, because I can then edit when I'm away on holiday and or whenever. But mostly I wanted this all set up before I went on holiday, so I had everything in my hands, as it were, to record as much audio as I possibly can while I'm away, and to do it in the best quality and the best manner I possibly can. So I'll leave it at that, and bye for now.